And welcome to the Climate Minute, your source for insight and perspective on global warming news. My name is Ted McIntyre, and this show is for the week of December 4th, 2020. Today, we're joined by our co-host, the author and educator, Ms. Mariah Tinger. How are you doing, Mariah?
I am well, and I am so enthusiastic to be speaking today with Denis Kucinich. He was a leading environmental policy champion serving our country as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, an Ohio State Senator, Mayor of Cleveland, and former Democratic presidential candidate. Denis is also a powerful international spokesperson and courageous champion for peace, receiving both the Gandhi Peace Award and the U.S. Peace Prize. And he's recently turned his considerable talents and attentions to focus on communication as the co-founder and advisory board co-chairman of Global Environmental Media, or GEM. GEM is the first TV and educational platform dedicated to positive environmental solutions. We are delighted and honored to have you on our show today. Welcome, Denis.
Mariah, thank you. And thank you, Chad. And I look forward to our discussion. This is, I'm very excited to be with you as well.
I'd love to hear more about the Global Environmental Media project that you're working on and how that came to be.
A few years ago, my wife and I were in southern France, and we talked with some friends, and we came up with this idea of starting an environmental channel. And right then and there on the spot, I thought, well, we ought to call it Global Environmental Media, GEM. And so that has evolved to an online platform, which is really about causing people to focus on the positive developments there are in the world. You know, when people think of the planet, they think of the environment, it'd be very easy to become pessimistic and negative and feel the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket. But the fact of the matter is that in far-flung corners of the earth and places not so far away, there are people who are really doing the work every day of trying to repair the planet, to regenerate the earth and protect the air and protect water quality. And these are things that need highlighting. And so GEM was created to be able to provide a vehicle for people to be able to show what they're doing. And we put it together in a video format of clips from various places. And it also helps people to model and replicate work that's being done in other places. And the focus is really very positive, and it gives people a chance to see what's possible, what can be done to change our planet in a positive way. And when we do that, I think we begin to change the way we see the world. And so it's, you know, from a very negative, in some cases, cynical approach to daily life to one that's positive and hopeful, but it's based on reality.
That's great. I appreciate hearing all of the emphasis on positivity. What, you know, I think there's sort of discussion around whether we need the gloom and doom to really emphasize the urgency of climate change, or if that really just drags people down. And it seems to me that you guys are really focusing on solutions-based positive approaches to climate, to environmental problems. I'm sure that was a conscious decision, or I assume. Can you tell us more about that?
You're right. Because we're in an era where, you know, our whole politics have been consumed by negativity, and that goes nowhere. We have to have a pathway to a future that shows us not only what's possible, but how we can do it. And so GEM TV is about showing people approaches that are workable, how land can be restored, how we can point the way to a positive future. Now, you have to remember that since our reality is socially constructed and culturally affirmed, once you get into a negative feedback loop, you end up with a society that's on a downward trajectory. But if we're able to change the narrative, we can also create a different ending. And so Jim is about a a new story. It's about a series of narratives that take us in a path towards towards the redeeming of the features of our planet, which helped us sustain life. And you know, we're really focusing on what I would call a regenerative approach, focusing on, you know, using regeneration in the same way that people use it when they talk about agriculture, a regenerative approach towards agriculture, which helps to replenish the soil. And the philosophy behind that is one which promotes human and ecological security, because we're not talking about something that's apart from ourselves. There are those who want to point to renewables as being the path towards the future, but frankly, renewables are not necessarily the place that we want to arrive at and say, well, this is the end all and the be all. Because the truth is that if you're talking about solar and wind technology, you're still using a lot of earth resources to get there. But a regenerative approach is one that focuses on soil health, biodiversity, things to produce oxygen, cleaning up the water. I mean, these are all things. This is the direction we need to go in. So GEMTV is certainly going to showcase those efforts that are being made to restore the planet and to make it possible for people to help to make the transition, help the world make the transition from a condition which is in a downward spiral of the destruction of the planet to one which reverses that and restores the planet, regenerates the planet.
That's wonderful. I just watched the documentary that your wife, Elizabeth Kucinich, was the executive producer for, GMO OMG. And I was really moved by the sort of, one of the big things that stood out to me was, well, organic farming actually in the long run over several, you know, decades is superior in its yield to the GMO farming. And it was one of those things where I thought, you know, there's so many solutions that if we give them time are far more effective than any of the other things that we're going down.
Mariah, 100% in agreement. I'm glad you had a chance to look at that, because Elizabeth is nearby. And if it's okay, I'd like to invite her to participate in this. I think would add considerably to her.
That'd be delightful.
Elizabeth, please join us.
We'd be thrilled to have her come.
Yeah, we're at home here in Cleveland, Ohio. And hi, darling.
Hi.
Hi, welcome. Thanks for joining in. What a treat. We get both of you.
So, Mariah just brought up the GMO OMG.
Mm-hmm. And well, the reality is that, you know, we've really been in a warfare with nature in all of our thinking, you know, separating ourselves from nature, having dominion over nature, not seeing ourselves as part of a system. And all of our human, you know, systems have been designed with that kind of consciousness in place. Whereas now we're starting to understand, because we are at the brink of so many crises and we are very successfully switching off so many of Earth's life support systems, that actually we can't have that warfare anymore. We have to come in with a different kind of thought. We can't have this colonial thought of taking over. We have to be working with and looking at the world as an inclusive part of who we are, and as we are part of the ecology. So what we find in agriculture, as what we find with everything else, is when you work with nature, you create abundance and prosperity and health, and when you work against it, you get the other as the reality. So with GEM, you know, we're really trying to illuminate that reality and be able to, as Dennis said, share the positive story, share the reality, the real story, that the world is here really to support life and to support us as we can her. And there's many ways we can do that through all the sectors. It's not a compromise. It really is a relationship of mutuality.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you all feel that it's a lot of it more personal responsibility, or is it more system-wide causes that we need to go for?
I'm not sure that even responsibility, you know, that comes far, far, far down the chain of events. It has to come from our thinking. You know, we're taught that, you know, again, you know, that reading of the Bible of looking at, do we have dominion over or stewardship of that kind of, you know, could go down one pathway or another. If it's we have dominion over, we'll go in a certain direction of control and destruction and warfare. And if it's stewardship of, we'll come up with different ways in which we see the world. And so it's not so much about whether it's personal or systemic responsibility. It's a consciousness throughout that. And all of us have to play into it from an individual level through to, you know, the greatest corporations that are out there.
You know, what Elizabeth just said, if I may, really, you know, it's, you know, promotes very deep thinking, because there's this idea that the environment is out there, right? That it's out there. No, it's in here. I mean, Ted, as a physicist, you know, I'm sure you understand or have read of the work of Carl Priebaum, who talks about the unfolding and the enfolding universe. And that world goes on within and without us. There is a reflexive nature that exists between ourselves and the environment. And the idea that the environment is out there is very destructive, because what happens is that when we see fracking going on, we think, well, that's out there. No, it affects us ultimately, because it damages the quality of our water. It pollutes the air. There needs to be a new consciousness, and that's what Elizabeth's talking about, and that's what we want GEM TV to be about, to help to spark a new consciousness and a new type of thinking about the intimate relationship that as human beings we have with the environment. That's why when Elizabeth and I talk about this, we talk about human and ecological security. We are interlinked, we're interdependent. And this whole idea about the environment being a thing out there has been very destructive, psychologically, philosophically, and environmentally.
If I could interrupt, Mara, I guess the question I have is I'm sure you're aware of the timescales that we are faced with, the urgency of the climate crisis. And I think you said very interesting, socially constructed, culturally confirmed. I mean, we need to think differently, and I completely agree. Right? Do you see the GEM network as having an impact on sort of the cultural construction of our view of the world, having an impact before sort of the 2030 IPCC recommendation that we dramatically change the amount, how we generate energy? And I'm trying to wrestle with is the time scales. Because, I mean, I'm completely on board with the idea that we have to think differently and, you know, be different humans. How do you see that playing with the urgency of the crisis?
Well, it's when we share different stories and illuminate people's, you know, hearts and minds to other opportunities. I mean, you mentioned earlier GMO OMG. If before making that documentary, I didn't know about the symbiotic relationships between, you know, plants and soil and all of those kinds of things. It's only when we start to look that we start to see. And so with GEM TV, we have created a vehicle which is, you know, it is a tool essentially for people who have the insight, the narrative, the real world experience, the science, the data, everything that we need, the technology, whatever it is, to be able to actually be shown. And then it becomes a portal through which the rest of the community can come and see things. And when we learn a little bit, we think a little bit differently. And the more we know, the more we realize we don't know, but the more we can start to move in that direction. And you just think in the last 10 years how nobody really understood, you know, soil microbes, and they didn't understand, you know, digestive health and probiotics and all that stuff. And now it's this multi-billion-dollar industry that's talking about probiotics. And now people are understanding, whoa, there's all these microorganisms in the soil and look what they do. And we have to really take care of our soil because it's so connected to us. So that consciousness of, you know, global health and planetary health, it is really starting to move exponentially, just because we're sharing those insights, because we're looking in slightly different places. And that's all we're trying to do with GEM.
You know? And GEM has already attracted some of the leading thinkers that can help us make that quantum leap we need to make. People like Satish Kumar, who's one of the leading thinkers on regenerative philosophy. Vandana Shiva, who has been a champion for agriculture and repairing the relationship between people and the soil and the earth, and has done so brilliantly around the world. Wade Davis, who's a leading cultural anthropologist. These are the kinds of thinkers we have who are coming together under the GEM TV platform so that we can lead the way, because you have to, it's the quality of thinking that we have to focus on. It's the consciousness that we have to rebuild. And since, you know, in some ways, yes, the IPCC sets some criteria, and we see the window closing, and we know that as environmentalists, even 40 years ago, like Rene Dubois and others who were saying, hey, look, there's effects that are occurring that you cannot undo. But we can stop, there's a point at which we can stop the damage from cascading. And that's, you know, GEM is this hopeful note that we can bring about not just new thinking, but showing the practices that result from that new thinking.
That's great. I definitely want to recommend the GMO OMG, because I just loved, as you mentioned, Elizabeth, the narrative, the way that it was told from the perspective of, I think his name was Jeremy and his family. Is that right? Jeremy and his family. It really like made the story connectable, brought it to life. It was really wonderfully done. But as far as GEM goes, can you give us a sort of snippet of one of the pieces that you've done that you really enjoy and would like our audience to hear about?
Well, we're actually at the moment been aggregating content from around the world. So we're inviting other people to put their stories and their insights on there. We hope to have original content, but we also don't want to be top down and be the people telling the story. That's inappropriate. We haven't got the eyes everywhere. We don't have the insights. That's too arrogant. So, you know, we are inviting people to be able to, if they have quality footage, be able to communicate with our director of content acquisition and see about putting their stories, their mini documentaries, their insights onto our platform. So we've been partnering, as Dennis said, not only with our advisory board members, but also with extraordinary organizations who've been working in the field for many many decades. And the other thing is that we've also established GEMA. So GEM is the television channel and GEMA is the association. So it's a non-profit. Because what we're finding is there's these incredible organizations and entities and groups that are out there that have done the most remarkable things, that have deep insight and so much wisdom. And also a lot of the real world-changing approaches and technologies are actually simple. It's about observing nature and then being able to take that intelligence and turn it into something that's, you know, human applicable. And so they have these insights, but they haven't actually put or haven't got the resources to make them that little bridge leap to be able to communicate them to the world. So GEMA is an environmental content production nonprofit. So we'll be able to help other nonprofits and groups to be able to tell their story and offer them the GEM platform as a place to put that story, but also obviously they can put it throughout the rest of the world as well. So we want to be able to help really push environmental education and understanding throughout all the channels that are available to the public.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I watched the trailer that you have on the website, and it gave me goosebumps. I mean, it's really beautifully done. And as you say, it's hope-inspiring. It really makes you feel like there are things that we can do, and it gives you a vision of a positive future. So thank you for that good work. We appreciate it.
And that word beauty is really important. You know, when we look at things with such eyes, you know, we've been taught to sort of numb down what we think is possible and what we should or shouldn't be creating. And there has been an absolute assault on beauty. You know, the natural world has been assaulted, but the notion of beauty has been under assault. And so we really want for beauty as to be brought back into being and us to understand that, you know, when you're inspired by the natural world, or when you see it could be a building or a piece of art or somebody being kind to somebody else, that all of those things are expressions of beauty. And to be able to help to manifest more of that, more of the beauty, more of the kindness, more of the relationships, those are the dynamics that whether you're working from a personal level or working in business or in a science community, that still holds true. to where it is that we need to be moving the world to, and it works within each of those systemic structures.
You know, when we think of a reconciliation with nature, which the writer Morris Berman talked about years ago in his book called Reenchantment of the World, it's really coming to an understanding of what Wordsworth called the glory of the flower, what Joyce Kilmer talked about. I think I would never see a poem as lovely as a tree. We need to reconnect with the natural world. And beauty is the principle that's the portal through which we move from the natural world into our daily lives. When you think of our culture and how violence is so prevalent, and you cannot separate the violence which is done to the natural world from the violence which people do to each other. There is a consistent thread that follows. And so that's why, you know, GemTV gives us the potential to be able to show a beauty again. If you look at the topics that we're going into, you look at the video, we've put a real emphasis on making sure that it shows the beauty of the natural world. And that's something that I think people have long for right now, because there's so much out there that does not reflect beauty, and that principle of beauty is something that, as human beings, we have an inherent right to be able to connect with the beauty of the natural world.
Well, that's a marvelous note to finish our podcast on. Let me say that what we'll do is we'll put up links to the GemTV website. If memory serves, it's gem-tv.com. And there's other links that we have that we will put up, and we'll put up to Elizabeth's movie. Those links will be on the blog at massachusettsclimateaction.org/blog, so you can get the live links there. If you have any questions about the podcast or suggestions, please send an email to podcast@massclimateaction.net. Let us know the kinds of things we should be talking about. You're listening to this podcast on your smartphone. Please ask your friends to listen to this podcast on their smartphones using any of the modern podcast distribution apps. We want to thank our friend D.R. Tucker for his research support. And we want to close the way we always close, by saying that we recognize the necessity of personal accountability for our actions, that we accept responsibility for building a durable future, and that we believe it's our patriotic duty as citizens to speak out. And because of that, we have to insist that the United States transform its energy sector over the next decade under a just and equitable plan that uses regulation, investment, and a price on carbon to safeguard our future. So, Dennis and Elizabeth, thank you so much for being part of this very fascinating conversation. And Mariah, thank you so much for being here today. And everyone listening, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Very cool.